As your faith coach, I'm coaching you now because you come here just to learn the playbook. When you go out of here, then you're in the game of life. Amplified Bible reads it as such. As for you, Ted, that's me, the anointing, the special gift which you have received, notice the word, receive. That means you have it. Hallelujah. If you're born again, if you're in Christ, you have this anointing that the Bible is giving reference to. Hallelujah. Now remember, this is how you receive. You receive by faith. Everything in the kingdom of God works by faith. All right, look at your hand. In the spirit realm, when you leave your body, your spiritual hand is going to be more real to you than your natural hand. It's not that way now, because when you go to the mirror, who do you see? You see your outer man, right? The Bible is our mirror. A coach brings to the game a playbook. Now, he don't wait to the day of the game to learn the playbook. So the Holy Spirit lets us know that everything you receive it by faith. It's your and my responsibility to take hold to the truths of God's word. And you have to know how to take hold to the things that God has provided for us. You take that faith is like your hand. And as real as your hand is to you, that's how real faith will come. That I take my faith like I take my hand and I lay hold to what's given to me. I mean, I don't know that muscle memory, but you sure will lay hold to it fast, right? Now, that's how we have to become with spiritual faith. That you have received an anointing, you already know automatically, your heart knows, your mind knows how you got it. You received it by what? By faith. You lay hold to it because it was given to you long before you and I received it. And we couldn't receive it until faith came. That's why the Bible said, hold fast to your confession of faith. Because when you hold fast to your confession of faith, that I have an anointing on the inside of me. You hold fast to that anointing. Now, what is the purpose according to the scripture? And that's our playbook, our manual, the Bible. What does the Bible say that the anointing do for you and I? It teaches us. So now listen, you have to lay hold to that statement too by faith. Just having faith don't make it work. But that is the beginning point. In a race, starting the race don't cause you to win. It is if you maintain your speed and maintain your lead to the end, then you win. Having faith won't automatically give you victory. You have to know how to use what you have. How do you use faith? You use it with your heart and your mouth. You have to say, I have an anointing on the inside of me. Now, when you say that, say, I have an anointing. As your faith coach, I'm coaching you now because you come here just to learn the playbook. When you go out of here, then you're in the game of life. And you got to use the playbook, what the playbook, the Bible, have instructed us to do by that anointing. It's not like we're out there all by ourselves. The Bible says when the Spirit come, He'll never leave us. So that means your teacher, our teacher, is right there with us, reminding us what the playbook said. How do you receive? By faith. Come on, put your hands out there and grab it. Lay hold to it. By faith, I have it. You said, well, Pastor, why do you have to declare that you have it by faith? Because some morning you're going to wake up and you're not going to feel like you got it. His whole scheme is to get you and I in unbelief. That means taking side against the playbook, against the Bible, against the Word of God, to the point where you begin to speak contrary to what the Bible said. And if anyone speaks contrary to what the Bible said, it is obvious you're out of faith. If you start doubting, if we start grumbling, if we start complaining, if we start judging, that means that we're not walking according to the Word of God. When you're doubting, you're not in faith. That means you're not living by the Word of God. Because the Word of God tells us not to do that. Why is it that God don't want us to complain? Why is it that God don't want us to judge? it hinders the anointing on the inside of you. The anointing gives you wisdom and revelation. Wisdom is the treasure of heaven. Wisdom is the greatest riches that a person can have. That's why Solomon didn't ask for gold and silver and copper and all that. He needed the wisdom of God. Wisdom is more important than having natural wealth, because if you have divine wisdom, God's spirit will lead you to natural wealth and will teach you how to keep natural wealth. You esteem wisdom more highly and the Lord more highly than gold and silver. Silver and gold will come to you. That's why God said to Solomon, I'm going to give you that and more, because you esteem highly what is essential and of most necessary. Wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. So that's what the anointing in us teaches us. More than anything else, you need wisdom and we need revelation knowledge. Say wisdom and revelation knowledge. Now, revelation knowledge is revealed knowledge. Revealed knowledge is a thought that comes into your heart and your mind that was not previously there. He takes the counsel of God and it takes it and shape it in your spirit in the form of the knowledge of God. The dominion in our spirit is the controlling mechanism. That's the anointing on the inside of us. It gives us wisdom and revelation knowledge, which is the ability to think on the level that God thinks on. If you think like God, you cannot fail in life, because God thinks principles, because he's a God of principles. And faith is a principle. It is one of the greatest principles in the kingdom of God, because everything in God's kingdom works by faith. Even the love of God in us works by faith. You don't feel like loving it. You don't feel like forgiving them. Oh, how do you do it? You do it by faith. Say, dear Lord, I don't feel like forgiving them. Lord, I don't even want to forgive them. But your word says forgive, even as God for Christ says has forgiven us. So I make a decision based on the playbook, the Bible, the manual, and I'm saying to you by faith, I forgive Tom Dumb. I don't feel like it. I don't want to. But I'm doing it by faith because you told me to. Now, some people say, yeah, you can forgive them, but you can't forget. Now, what scripture did you find that in? Throw that playbook away. That one's going to cause you to lose the game. No. Oh, okay. I just heard something in my heart say, no, that's okay. That's okay. You're all right. Don't say nothing. I'm going to sit you on the bench. We ain't going to lose the game. We're going to win, but you're going to watch us win it sitting on the bench. Then you come in. Yeah, we won. You were sitting on the bench. Well, we come on, let you get some of the glory. Because you is a team player. But isn't it glorious when you can bring any person off the bench and contribute to the game? That's what makes winners in groups. Everybody is specializing in their position. We said we're spirit beings. We said we have a soul. Now your soul and your brain is what? Does my coat look like it's supposed to be on my arm and my shoulders? Or does it look like I'm going to put it on my shoes? Which was... Tied it up. Does it look like I got the parts in the right places? Yes, it looked like you got the parts in the right places too. Your mind, your soul fits into your physical brain. But when you leave your body, your brain stops working. You're not here anymore. You don't need that body anymore. The body don't need you anymore, cause you're gone. The brain don't work no more, cause you're gone. But you're still thinking. Why? Because your spirit, that's who you are, have a what? Have a soul, which consists of your mind, your will, and your emotion. So wherever you go, guess what? Your soul goes. Lazarus, your mind has the feeling. Your mind has the desires. Are you listening to me? It's certain parts of the mind that does certain functions. But the rich man, he still had consciousness. Your mind and spirit gives you consciousness, awareness. He was aware that he was in a place and he could feel the heat, but he wasn't in a body. You can feel the comfort and the warmth in here now because you're in this body. But when you go into the spirit realm, there is still feelings. It says he was being tormented in those flames. And he said, he got a mouth. He can talk.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available to you in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share our video teachings today. This message was brought to you by our patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and the financial contributions of our faith partners like you worldwide. If you would like to become a faith partner, you can do so by sowing a seed of any amount at $KingdomRule. That's $KingdomRule via Cash App, PayPal, or Givelink. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling us at 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in a Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And remember, God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by God's love. You have a great week.